So, what does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit? And how do we know when we're filled with the Holy Spirit? And how do we know if the Holy Spirit is working in us? Those are difficult questions, I would say. And part of that is because if you think about the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is probably the one person that is hard for us to kind of get our heads around, to really get a grasp of who that is. You don't think about what she might look like. So in each of our readings today, we get a little bit of a hint about what the Spirit maybe looks like or is. In Acts, which is the reading that we most associate probably with Pentecost Sunday, when we hear about the raging wind and the fire and the tongues, the Spirit makes this really grand debut. She makes it very clear something amazing is happening. Now, in the psalm, we see the Spirit a little bit differently. In creation, the Spirit is associated with creation. She created, or God blew through her creation and brought those little creatures back to life and resurfaced, basically, the face of the earth and brought it back to life. And in Corinthians, the Spirit is a gift giver. The Spirit gives these amazing gifts, like Julie was talking about. Things like, and you might have to help me if you look in your reading of Corinthians on that second page. They're listed as wisdom and knowledge and speaking in tongues and interpreting tongues, teaching. What am I missing? What's that? Faith. Healing and prophecy. Yeah, those are amazing gifts. And the Spirit gave gifts to each and gives gifts to each person individually. And then in the Gospel of John, we see that the Spirit is the breath of Jesus that brings peace. Those are four very different ideas of what Spirit is. And what's good about that is that it helps us imagine or experience Spirit in different ways, right? There's not just one way. So we have these four different ideas of what the Spirit might be. And we have to remember that there aren't four spirits. There's one Spirit with four, maybe four presentations of the Spirit. So if I ask those questions again, what does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit? And how do we know when we're filled with the Holy Spirit? And how do we know if the Spirit is working in us or through us? Does knowing that information that we just talked about help you answer those questions? It doesn't help me much. They're still kind of hard to answer. So now I'm going to ask us to think about each of those readings and what is in common. What does the Spirit have in common in each of those readings? It's movement. The Spirit is in some way moving in people, a mover of people. So in Acts, the Spirit is moving the disciples to speak in tongues and to have this ability to go out, to be sent out and to baptize and to be a witness to who Christ is and to begin the church. There is movement. And in the psalm, there is also movement in creation. And in Corinthians, there is movement in the sense that we are given these gifts and we are expected to use them in whatever way it is. We have to move to use those gifts. And in John, when Jesus breathed on them, it was to equip them to move and go out, to be sent out, to do mission, to be Jesus' hands and feet in the world and face. So all those four then have in common movement. So now I'm going to ask you again, what does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit? And how do we know when we're filled with the Holy Spirit? And how do we know when the Spirit is in us or working around us or through us? If you think of movement, can you answer the questions just a little bit easier? No? What's that? Feel this, you feel the movement. You move. There are different ways that you will move. So, for instance, in Acts, we are going to move, given tongues and given the ability to speak and speak out and move out and witness. We will do that as well. And we know then that when we move and when we're talking with people, we are filled with the Holy Spirit. We are filled with the Holy Spirit when we take action. When we move and take action for particular causes. When we are moved to care for creation and be good stewards of creation. When we're moved to stand against hate. We're moved when we when we just feel like we have to move. We cannot sit still. We are filled with something that just moves us, even when you think about worship and standing and raising your arms and dancing the way Julie dances. That is being filled with the Spirit. So I think there's something important about movement. And if you are filled, you are going to move. You're going to do something. You're not going to sit there and be filled with the Holy Spirit and hang out and do nothing. I think you're going to be moved. So I'm going to give you two more questions to think about. How have you been moved, or are you moved even right now in your life? Or how has the Spirit filled you that pushed you to move in some way, to do something, or act on something, maybe called to do something in particular? And then, what is St. Timothy's call to do? How is the Spirit filling St. Timothy's and calling St. Timothy's to do something? And I would say, for example, and you can think on other things as you go through your week, I would say one way the Spirit is filling up St. Timothy's is that we are expanding the preschool. We're growing the preschool, and more children are going to come. That's movement, adding two classes. This is movement in us because we are nurturing that community. It's movement in us who are going to go and help get those rooms ready. And it's movement in us when we're on campus and we say hi. I think that's the Holy Spirit filling us. So today is Pentecost. And I think we all know that this is not the one day that we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit. That's pretty much a daily thing, I hope, anyway. And if it's not, it's close to, right? You just have to listen. So I hope that you will be filled with the Holy Spirit to move, to dance and sing. That you will feel the heat of the fire and the rush of the wind to move you to be the hands and face of Jesus in the world. And I hope that you will think on the gifts that the Spirit has given you, and that you receive those gifts and then use them. So, use your gifts. Be filled. Breathe deeply. And go out.